Listening Library presents Full of Beans by Jennifer L. Holm. Read for you by Kirby Hayborn. With the author's note read by Jennifer L. Holm. Key West is semi-tropical. It has never known a frost. The winter season is practically devoid of rain. There is no smoke, soot, or dust to mar the beauty which nature has lavished on this island city. Key West is an ideal vacation ground. Brochure produced by the Key West Administration to advertise Key West as a tourist destination during the Great Depression. Chapter 1. Lying Liars. July 1934. Look here, Mac. I'm going to give it to you straight. Grown-ups lie. Sure, they like to say the kids make things up and that we don't tell the truth, but they're the lying liars. Take President Roosevelt. He's been saying on the radio that the economy was improving when anyone with two eyes could see the only thing getting better was my mother's ability to patch holes in pants. Not that she had a choice. There was no money for new threads with Poppy out of work. It was either that or let us go naked. Then there was Winky. He was the lyingest liar of them all. You said 20 cans for a dime, Winky. I pointed at the small red wagon. It was full of empty condensed milk cans. I found them for Winky and cleaned them up, even smoothed the sharp edges. Winky sold the cans to Pepe's Cafe, where they used them to serve café con leche.